Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by my brother, Father Philip Eldracker. Welcome, Father, and thank you for joining us.
Happy to be back, continuing our discussion on the sacraments.
Yes, so as Father mentioned, we are talking about the sacraments in Part 3, Chapter 2 of De Harbs Catechism, and we are on to question 6. How must we receive the sacraments in order that they may produce these graces in us? These graces referring to sanctifying grace and the particular graces associated with each sacrament.
We must prepare ourselves well for the sacraments and then receive them worthily. So this ties back into the idea that, as we saw in the previous episode, a sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. And in order for the sacrament to produce this grace in our soul, we must ourselves be rightly disposed. And this requires a degree of preparation on our part, but at the same time, and this is the great beauty of God's providence, to receive the sacrament with sufficient dispositions that it actually cause this increase or conferral of sanctifying grace in our soul is not as difficult as it may seem. Thus, for example, and this is actually one of the reasons why our Lord has instituted the sacrament of penance, it suffices for receiving the sacrament of penance that we should have at the very least imperfect contrition and the resolve not to sin again. So if we were required to have perfect contrition in order to make a good confession, we would, most of us, struggle to make a good confession at all, or at the very least, our consciences would continually be tormented by the concern, maybe my contrition was not absolutely perfect. In other words, maybe there was the slightest bit of the fear of hell or the desire not to lose heaven connected to my hatred of sin. And if that were the case, we would have to worry whether our confession is a good confession or not. So we see the great wisdom and mercy of God in instituting the sacraments, and at the same time that God does not require of us something that is so difficult as to be nearly impossible. So on the one hand, we must prepare ourselves well for the sacrament. On the other hand, we must never think that this is something so immeasurably difficult that, so to speak, it's not even worth trying. So we prepare ourselves well for the sacrament, and that depends. Each sacrament, in turn, will have a different preparation attached to it, and we will look at this a little bit more as we cover each sacrament in particular. But you might say, in general, the preparation for the sacrament involves the removal of any obstacles to grace that may be present in our soul, and the activity to prepare our soul as much as possible to be receptive to grace. We do this, for example, in Holy Communion. We might make an act of contrition to express our sorrow for even venial sins that we have in our soul. We consider the things of heaven as being far more important than the things of this world. We try to weaken the attachments, disordered attachments that we have to the things of this world. We try to prepare ourselves to receive our Blessed Lord and the graces of the sacrament by acts of faith, hope, charity, love, and desire to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. And even just the thinking about in advance that I am about to receive our Blessed Lord, and even to make that be the first thing we think of as we wake up, today is the day that I receive our Lord in Holy Communion, or even the last thing that we think of as we prepare for bed the night before, that I'm going to receive our Lord tomorrow. These are all things that may help us to be the better disposed to receive the graces of the sacrament. And then, yes, we receive the sacrament worthily. We must fulfill the requirements for the different sacraments. So, for example, for Holy Communion, we must be in the state of sanctifying grace, we should have a right intention, and we should be fasting according to the laws of the church. For the sacrament of penance, we must examine our conscience, we must have sorrow for sin, we must make a firm resolution never to sin again, we tell our sins to the priest, so we are fulfilling